ever since we heard of the incredible efforts being made by Reb Shai Graucher and his family and his volunteers to help people in Israel, especially the IDF soldiers, we've been anxious to speak to him live on the air. I do want to remind everybody, and if this has changed at all, I'm sure he'll mention it to us, but if you go to the website, charity.com, charity.com/chesed verachamim, chesed with two S's, verachamim, V-R-A-C-H-A-M-I-M. It's charity.com/chesed verachamim. You'll see that as they continue to provide essentials for our brothers on the front lines and families who have been stricken by terror, you'll see they've raised over $2.3 million, and that continues to grow because of the incredible work that they are doing. Rabbi Shai Graucher, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
How are you, Nochem? And thank you for having a call with us.
A pleasure. And as I mentioned to you off the air a moment ago, before we start talking about Chesed Verachamim, your dear father, Dedi, was so important to us here and to this audience. We remember him with tremendous fondness, and we hope that your family is doing well, relatively speaking, at this time.
Yes, so my father always told us about Chesed, but a few weeks before he passed away, he was telling my mother, when he's going to pass away, they're going to hear a lot of stories, and during the Shiva, until today, we're hearing crazy, incredible, my thing that he did, and the Chesed, I was saying that Bezat Hashem, we're going to continue it and do a lot of Chesed this year, and I said, you know, it's a two others this year are we going to be able to do for him. They do Nishmoso, but I wouldn't believe that in 3 days I would cover all my dream of helping and doing for Klal Yisrael. And it's just unbelievable. And I feel my father's power. We also had a crazy story with my sister's friend that she was dreaming about my father. He sang at her wedding 11 years ago. That was a big sign from a few rabbis that told me that this is the right things to do. And Baruch Hashem, with a lot of Siyata Dishmaya and a lot of good people and friends all over the world, especially in America, we're able to help and help and help. Until this second, we're not stopping to help.
You're amazing, and what you're doing is incredible. It's obvious from the response you've gotten in terms of financial support that a lot of people around the world, especially in America, are very, very touched by what you are doing with all your volunteers and your family. And this has been going on. Describe this to us. The war breaks out, as we all know, of course, on Shabbos Shmini Atzeres. How quickly do you jump into action, and how did you know what to do? How did you know what the immediate needs were?
So I am already from 2017. Nobody knows about it. I've been working with Klal Yisrael Chesed V'Rachamim organization. Nobody knows about it. Of helping people that lost their love on terror attacks to go to the Shiva, to help them with some financials and helping soldiers, helping army bases. And I was involved a lot with this, with the army and police commissioner. So I had already sources and things that I did with food and et cetera. So right after Motzei Shabbos, a second after already, I was opening kitchens and pizza shops, first of all, to start sending food, because I realized and I understood that a lot of people didn't have anything to eat since they were working in the morning. And then already a day after, I started to order equipment to understand that we're going to a big, big thing. It's not going to be a few days. And right away, we were working about opening this big, big, big place in the middle of the country between south to north, next to Modin and Nevoch Haron, a tremendous big place, starting ordering food, starting ordering things. Everything is missed. So they're opening computers, volunteers. We don't want to throw things to people, to soldiers. We want to know what do they need and how do they need it and deliver it in the most respectful way. And Baruch Hashem, it's growing and growing. I just came out after 6 hours. We got 45,000 items of children's place clothes that we bought for all those families that are in Jerusalem or next to it that don't have winter stuff. So we have coats and everything for them. And as I'm talking to you, I'm on the way to the border in Gaza. I'm going there for 20 minutes in with a special unit just to speak to the soldiers. I got special permission and trying to be mechazik them, and then we're going to two families that lost their one, the husband, and one, the child, and we're just trying to do everything we can to give simcha. And the most important thing is to do achdus and klal Yisrael, because you have to understand that what happened before this was very, very bad. The sinas chinam, what went here, and unfortunately, we needed to come to such a position to love each other back. And that's what this is what we're doing. And we have to understand, we're not fighting for ourselves. For every single Jew all over the world, if Israel is not going to be strong, and with achdus, no seminaries, no yeshivas, no shalosh regolim, no hotels, no apartments, nothing, people are not going to be able to come here. And we're seeing already what's going on all over the world. So we have to be strong, and we have to help, and we have to do what we have to do.
Yeah, with all the things you mentioned, also no safety for Jews, frankly, as the army is fighting not only for Eretz Yisrael and Medinat Yisrael, but fighting for every Jew's safety around the world. Anybody who doesn't understand it, think about it. And if you're still not ready to accept it, speak to those who are in the know. They'll explain it to you. By the way, a lot of what you're doing, of course, has been documented on video. I'm strongly recommending that people go to the charity site and check out the videos that you've posted, very inspiring ones, and just so much work. It looks like you guys are working at such an advanced pace, trying to get everything where it needs to go. There's a Winter Coat for Soldiers campaign going on right now that people could participate in. Meals for army bases, foods for shiver homes, of which there are too many, of course, now in Israel. And the list goes on and on and on. Now, you said you were able to identify the needs, determine who needs food, whether it's army bases or specific families that were victims of terror. You also mentioned that you spent a good part of today worrying about collecting baby clothing to be distributed. What else is on that list? Because I know that you and your volunteers are involved in so many things. What other needs are being met by your organization?
We are, for sure, we have the spiritual thing, and we have a common friend, and he's not a friend, it's a family, Rabbi Gedalia Zadowitz from art school,
sure.
And of course his son Aaron that is with Mesirus Nefesh helping us. We have requests for tons of Gemaras, Baba Kama. We're finishing Noshim now, Seder Noshim, everybody's finishing Kiddushim. We have an amazing campaign coming out, people are waiting for it. Inside we added benching and Tehillim and Mishaberas and amazing things. And also, of course, we're talking about families that need mezuzahs. We have kisses, chillin, talis, Tehillim, siddurs. We have a whole division of spiritual guns that are giving the soldiers a tremendous chizuk. And again, there's no chillin that we don't know where it's going through. Even when we get a base, oh, we want 10 pairs of fillin. No, we speak to the soldier directly. We know which one is getting. How is he getting it? Did he add fillin before? What happened to the fillin? And we have to have database of understanding where everything is going, because in the end of the day, people are opening their hearts and their pockets, and we want to make sure we're doing the right things with it.
Shai Graucher with us from Israel. What is your reaction to the incredible interest, as you just mentioned, in tefillin, tzitzis, sidurim, gemaras, but especially the tefillin and tzitzis? We're talking about mitzvos d'oraisa, that all of a sudden soldiers who have never been, who have never gotten into the habit, let's put it that way, of putting on tefillin and tzitzis every single day, all of a sudden it's one of the most essential, sought after items. What's it like for you when you see army bases clamoring for tzitzis and tefillin?
It's very excited. It's showing us that Mashiach is here. There's a famous Mishneh Berurah that's talking about it, that in Chavlin Mashiach, people are going to have tzitzis and wearing the tzitzis. And I want to tell you that the love for mitzvahs was never stronger before. And the emunah and the bitocha, understand that people realize nothing, that yesh boi re'olam. Because you have to understand, if they start from both sides, even what happened, there's so many miracles. They wanted to do much worse. And so we have to understand that these things are mechazek. You know how many people joined the Daf Yoimi? People that never learned Gemara.
Wow.
Are loving it. are getting close to it. They want more. They want to understand more. There's Mavola Talmud. I send explanations on Gemara. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's Oilom Chesed Dibonet with Torah. So it's Torah's Chaim, Ve'avas Chesed.
And you have to address the Gashmias also. You visit these army bases. People don't realize these are soldiers who have a nonstop appetite. Imagine what they're doing, training every single day, and of course, just mentally preparing for everything that's going on every single day, especially now with the army going into Gaza. It is a very stressful, tense situation, and they need to be fed. Are you getting that opportunity to provide meals for them that are a bit different, maybe more enhanced than what the army is able to provide?
Yes. So we're getting to special units that you can get in. Most of Libya, we are connecting with the army directly with special barbecues, fruit, delicious food. And besides this, we came with barbers. We had more than 200 haircuts already. Now we are going with showers and jacuzzi, and also a washing and drying washing machine truck to go give them a good smell and to iron their stuff. So we're trying to give them whatever they need to be strong to win this.
Unbelievable. I don't know what you haven't thought of, frankly. Those of you out there who have not yet supported the campaign, it starts with the words, one nation, one cause. And as you've heard Rabbi Shai Graucher describe, we have become one nation with one cause at a very, very large price, unfortunately. But the division that we saw among the Jewish people just a couple of months ago, thank God, has disappeared. And now it's all about Achdus. It's all about Am Echad. Belev Echad. Go to charity.com/chesedverachamim. charity.com/chesedverachamim. CHESSEDVRACHAMIM. And contribute as much as you can. Thank God they are in the millions already in terms of people or in terms of amounts that have been contributed for this campaign so far. And you can help Rabbi Shai Graucher's incredible efforts. And, of course, you'll see all the pictures, videos, and links if you join their content group, which is available on the site that we just mentioned. And the Rabbanim, Rabbi Shai Graucher, you obviously, we know you for quite a while, and we know that thank God, take your relationships with the Gedolei Torah very seriously. I would imagine that the rabbis of Israel, some of whom we've seen in the videos that you've posted, I would imagine they're giving you tremendous chizuk and urging you along to do even more and more and more.
Yeah, so Baruch Hashem, a few big rabbis. I got a special letter from Rabbi Orlando, Rabbi Bergman, Rabbi Hirsch, Rabbi Galai, Rabbi Zuberstein, and Ketcha that are Mechazikas and Baruch Hashem. We're also helping the Haredi community. We're doing now a big thing now with Visa. They're giving us 10% to get gift cards with money that they can buy stuff for their families. Besides this, we have thousands of families that need help because they're stressful and the situation is not easy, or they can't leave the house. So we're taking care of them also. Also a few big friends of mine that trying to help in a way that nobody's going to get hurt, because you know we still have to have the yeshivas and kollelim go on. So Baruch Hashem, we're trying to have everybody happy, trying to do the right thing. And Baruch Hashem, we see a tremendous Yata Dishmaya. But Baruch Hashem, my biggest blessing that my wife, under the scenes, nobody knows, is running the whole projects with unbelievable said there. You know, everything is misudar, organized, and I can't thank her enough that she jumped in and made it happen. Because, you know, I'm crazy. I can go, I can spend, I can have ideas. But somebody has to be on ground, write everything, and have everything, you know, it has to go to an army base. It has to go to a family to get food. The clothes have to go to the right thing. So what she's doing, I don't think there's somebody in the world that can do. And, you know, you have to raise four children. and work and everything. So I don't know how she does it, but this is my biggest blessing, Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem is right, and send her our best. You know, we're amazed at your energy, but it looks like you have some volunteers around you that might even have more energy than you. You must be very impressed with them.
Everybody's coming here. It's amazing. The love, the support, the achdus. It's just unbelievable. Mamish, unbelievable.
Rabbi Shai, remind everybody again how you're spending the rest of today.
Today?
Yeah.
So I'm on the way to, Mamish, the border. I'm going into Gaza. Yeah, I hope nobody's listening. So I'm going with a special unit just to give them respect and a few things that I'm getting there for a shvir, for a bronco. And then from there, I'm going to another base with the showers and the washing machine dryers and jacuzzis. And then I'm going to meet the families that we're going to give them the gift cards with money to spend. I have two hotels to visit that we're getting them clothes, and we're getting them right now some, you know, popcorn machines and all the trampolines. And then I have to visit Shiva calls, and I have to go to our big place to meet with a few people. We have people coming all over the world, and it's going along. It's going.
Reb Shai, we admire your army of chesed. I know that we have a very important army that we're all trying to support from around the world, but we get an opportunity to do it because of the army of chesed that you've put together. Send Dash Cham to all of our beloved soldiers, and God bless you for everything you're doing. And we're going to try to continue to encourage people to support your work, to support this incredible army of chesed that you've put together.
Thank you very much.
Be well, my friend, and stay safe, to say the least. Rabbi Shai Graucher, you heard how he's going to be spending the rest of today. Simply remarkable. And he has put together an army of chesed to work alongside our army, the IDF, that keeps us safe. Plus, of course, he's dealing with families in need. As you heard, he's also visiting, like we did last week. He's visiting and seeing the needs of those in the hotels and trying to meet their needs. The people who are now essentially refugees from the north and south of Israel. It is a very serious situation in Israel. I tried to convey this last week when we were there. A very serious situation on so many levels. And I would hope that everybody would set aside some money. It's very impressive, by the way, and I've noticed this from so many people. We had spoken about, I don't know how many times in recent memory, we had spoken about the disposable income in the Jewish community. And there's a lot of it, as we know. Baruch Hashem. But so many people have taken from the funds that they would normally use for their own indulgences, and they have sent it to Israel, which is incredible. I think that's just wonderful. And this is one of the causes that's been the beneficiary of our activities. And by our, I don't mean us here at JMM. I mean the American Jewish community, and especially spearheaded by the Zlotowitz family and everybody at Art Scroll Masorah. Can you imagine what they're doing? Can you imagine taking tens of thousands, maybe even more, of Gemaras and Siddurim and sending them to soldiers who now insist on spending their day with Daf Hayomi? The whole thing is just incredible. Anyway, charity.com/chesedverachamim. They've raised so far over $2.3 million. And as you heard, every time you give a dollar, it's being utilized really, really well. Charity with a D .com/ chesed with two S's, virachamim, VRACHAMIM. And this is America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listeners' sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com, on the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course on the beloved NSN app.